This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mental Illness, from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. It is my cross to bear. I've been in psychotherapy for the last almost 4 years, since October of 2017. The point of my entire platform is to bring awareness to narcissistic personality disorder, and also in the process of doing that, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So today's episode is going to be about narcissists and religion, because I know, like, this is one of the touchy subjects that I know I'm gonna touch on right here that might get a lot of hate and all this other good stuff, but like, I feel like I have to touch on this because I get so many people in my comment section that just find me, that just discover me, and automatically think, hey, Lee, you have the Jezebel spirit and you're just an evil bastard. I'm like, oh my goodness. And like, I just feel like the most judgmental people on my journey have been Christian people. Like literally, even though I don't consider myself a Christian no more. I read the Bible. I'm very spiritual. You know, I don't go to church. I'm very spiritual. I try to pray every single night to God. And right now I'm reading the Quran, you know, but I just think there's no association between narcissists, like the narcissist, the personality disorder, and the Jezebel spirit or whatever. I just feel like people use that as a guise to, I guess, automatically think, put themselves above narcissists. Like, I'm a Christian, so I'm above you. You're a Jezebel. I literally had to hide so many people from my channel just for saying the same thing repeatedly. I think I'm gonna just put a block on the word Jezebel on my channel, just point blank period, because so many people say it. I'm just like, goodness gracious, can y'all get some new material? I just feel like Christian people be like, literally, because I, you know, they'll say it. I'm a God fearing Christian and I hate you. Like, literally, word for word, they say they hate me and how I am. I was like, what in the hell is wrong with y'all? Like, literally, I don't get that. And people, like I said, some narcissist, and that's what makes it so easy for narcissists to hide behind the guise of religion, because religious people automatically think, because that they are religious, that they are better people, just point blank period. And I just know that just because, like, people go to church every Sunday, people pray every night, people do this and that, they believe in God, they worship God, it automatically appears that they are better people. And if a narcissist goes to church, people automatically think that person is a good person. So a narcissist will literally go out here, do just be mentally, physically, verbally, emotionally, all kinds of abusive Monday through Saturday, and go to church Sunday, and it's all forgiven. And everybody in church sees that person, sees the narcissist out there smiling and happy and praising God, thanking God, laying all their sins at the altar. Literally all the sins, they leave them there. They're like, these sins are for God now. I'm done with these sins. These sins are strictly for God now. And they'll leave it there. They will literally leave the sins at the altar. After punishing their family and friends and coworkers or whoever for the entire week, they'll leave their sins at the altar. And everybody automatically assumes that narcissistic person is a good person just because they go to church. Literally, just because they go to church, people think that they are a good person. You know, I just, like, when I read the Bible last year, I read a lot of stuff about not being judgmental and stuff like that. But like, I just feel like every time I get online, it's a judgmental person just hide behind the guise of religion, just like a narcissist would do, you know. And a lot of times, if you are married to a narcissist that is big, that is high up in the church, you might as well be done. You can't come out and say anything about that. You talk about some mental or physical abuse to the church, you'll be ostracized. They'll ostracize you. Like, no, look, no, brother Lee is a good bishop. He wouldn't do anything like that. He's blessed by the Lord, so you need to take that up with God. And stuff like that. You can't turn to anybody, especially if you're a Christian too. If you're a Christian and they're a Christian, or it's not just even just Christians. If you're religious and their person is religious, you follow a certain religion, you might be stuck in a marriage, because you might be stuck in a narcissistic marriage because you can't get divorced, because divorce is frowned upon. Like a narcissist, a narcissistic person will literally have you go talking to a pastor rather than talking to, you know, a therapist. Let's go talk to Pastor Lee, who might also be a narcissist. Like, a narcissist will mentally, verbally, physically abuse you. And instead of going to talk to a marriage counselor or a therapist by themselves, they will go talk to the pastor and have the pastor bless the marriage or renew their vows or something like that to keep people in that relationship unhappy, but under the guise of religion. And so that's why I say, like, I know there's gonna be a touchy subject. I already know people are gonna be there and get mad, but like, I'm just, it just, it,
this journey of mine is a blessed journey. Literally, this journey of mine is literally a blessed journey. I'm on a blessed journey right now. Like, this journey, like, you cannot tell me this journey is not blessed, and I refuse to let you tell me that this journey is not blessed, because I'm blessed. Like, God, like, ever since I started reading the Bible and getting more in touch with God, getting more in tune with God, my life has gotten better. Like, you know, my life has gotten undeniably better. Just point blank period. It just has. The life I live right now is way better than the life I used to live, because I gave it to God. I literally, you know, you can go back in my archive. I gave it to God. I pray to God for guidance. I pray to God for mercy. I pray for God. Pray to God for my family, because you know how hard it is for a person with narcissistic personality disorder like myself to believe in a higher power. You know, it's just like, believe that something is bigger than myself. Like, you know, I had to, like, once I got to the point where I can believe that there's something out there bigger than myself, then that changed my life. It literally changed my life. And it helped me get to the point where I'm at right now. And I love my life right now. You know what I mean? It's tough. Are times still tough? Yes, times are still tough. Times are still tough right now. Like, in this instance where I'm talking to y'all, times are still tough right now in this instance. But I'm not going to give it up. No matter what people say. People come at me, like I said, every day I get on, y'all can go scroll. Look, take a ride through my comment section. You'll see it in my comment section literally every single day. Literally every day. Oh, brother, you gotta find God. I'll pray for your soul if you burn in the lake of hell. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? It gets on my nerves. Like, literally every time I get online, somebody tell me I'm gonna burn in the lake of hell. And I'm out here, like, literally trying to help people. This is a God-blessed journey for me to be on, to help people. You see how big my platform is on TikTok now? I almost got 700,000 people on there. That's not an easy task. That's not an easy feat. On Instagram, on YouTube right now, we're nearing 30,000. That's not an easy feat to do, talking about narcissism. Because there are so many other people standing out there. Like, I need y'all to realize that this is a God-blessed journey. I'm going to start putting words like Jezebel and all this stuff like that. It's just going to go into the approval pile. And it's just going to get automatically censored. So just keep that stuff to yourself. I believe in God. God is up there. God is, you know, merciful. God is almighty. God is all knowing. I know that. I believe in that. But y'all got to stop being under the guise of religion, because that's how easy it is. That's how, when you get under the guise of religion so much, that's why a narcissistic, terrible person, a real terrible narcissist can use religion to manipulate people. Can use religion to manipulate people. Can use religion to make you cheat on, to justify cheating on their husband or wives. Can use religion to justify abandoning their kids and stuff like that. Use religion to, you know, for behind a lot of things. People like a narcissist will manipulate the Bible in certain parts of the Bible and quotes of the Bible in order to benefit themselves. Literally. They'll find a verse in the Bible, take it, and mold it into something that's beneficial to the narcissist. Literally, that's how it goes right there. They'll take that verse, make it, mold it, and make sure it's beneficial to the narcissist themselves. And literally, that's just how it goes right there. Like, the narcissist will literally do that. And there's no, what can you do? What can you do? Because, like, if you haven't been well-versed in the Bible, if you're just a church goer and not deep into the Bible, then you're gonna get manipulated. And they're always, they ask, God says, forgive me. God says, forgive me, forgive all. I've talked to so many people on one-on-ones that said they want to leave their husbands, or they want to leave. Sorry. I've talked to so many people on one-on-ones that want to leave their husbands or wives, but they can't do it because the Bible says, they say something about the Bible. We're real religious. My family's real religious, and they'll judge me if I leave my husband for cheating on me 20 times. I'm like, what in the world? They'll be real judgmental towards me if I leave my wife. Huh? You mean? That's what I say. The religious narcissist is a very, very powerful narcissist, because religion is such, oh my goodness, religion, people, you don't think people, a narcissist will weaponize religion? You don't think a narcissist will literally weaponize religion? Just make sure they, behind the guise of God, do some terrible stuff behind the guise of God. But just put their hand on the Bible, hold the Bible up in front of a church or something like that, you know, and just like, this is a God-blessed journey, and people will just fall for it, just automatically. Because religion is the be-all. Because I have a Bible, that makes me a good person. Because I read the Bible every night, that makes me a good person. Because I go to church every Sunday, it makes me a good person. A narcissist will eat that up. Because, like, you know what I mean? That might be so hard to believe. Let's say a wife has been mentally abused for years and years and years by somebody. They come out and say, like, this person mentally abused me for years and years and years. And they're like, no, he goes to church every Sunday. We would never believe that. What's the point then? That's why people keep this, keep stuff to themselves, because they're afraid of getting ostracized outside of their religion. They be trapped by religion. They be trapped by religion. This is what, like, man, we just gotta be better. I know this episode is probably gonna get bad ratings or whatever, but I'm fine with that. I just had to get it off my chest, because I get tired of seeing that same stuff in my comment section, like literally all the time. I don't pray for your soul if you burn in the lakes of hell. What? How am I gonna burn the lakes of hell? I'm here helping people. Like, oh my goodness. Like, I'm just telling y'all, it gets frustrating to all my good Christians. I love y'all. Y'all are good people. To all the ones that being hurt, judgmental. You can't be a judgmental Christian. Like, how does that make sense? Like, judge not lest ye be judged. So I'm gonna start judging y'all. Put some content up so I can start judging you back. If you wanna judge me, please drop your TikTok or your Instagram at the end of the comment so I can go judge you on there too. Just make it equal. All things equal. All things at once. All things at once. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Narcissus Code. This will be my last time touching on religion for a very, very long time. I just had to get that off my chest because it's burning a hole in me, y'all. Oh, there might be the lakes of fire burning me right now, isn't it? That hole that's burning in you, Lee, that's the lake of fire calling your name. You going. Get ready to go swimming. Hope you got your swimming trunks on. Make sure they're fireproof. You're going to be burning for a long time, brother. I tell you what. Thank y'all for tuning in, y'all. Mental health. Like, if you haven't already, like and subscribe for more. You know, I'm here doing my thing, doing my thug thistle every day. So like and subscribe for more episodes, more daily episodes. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. If you listen on Apple Music and you don't take offense to what I said about the religion, please give me 5 stars. You know what I mean? I don't hate religious people. Trust me. I don't hate religious people. I just hate the narcissistic, judgmental ones. I really promise I do. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Mental Illness is out. Peace.